Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Nobody forgets their first character break. That is, and let's be honest, there's been quite a few over the years, ever since the curtain call, kayfabe has kind of taken a bit of a plummet. But still, there are some workers, some wrestlers, some on-air personalities who have kept up kayfabe for so long, only to have it broken at the most inconvenient time, usually by someone hilarious. I'm Adam Nicholas, this is What Culture Wrestling, and these are 10 times WWE wrestlers finally broke character and why. Number 10, Shayna Baszler cracks up. R-Truth knows how to pop his peers. On the 17th of August 2020 edition of Raw Talk, the 24/7 title goof was chilling out behind the desk with Charlie Caruso and resident MMA badass Shayna Baszler. Suddenly, in the middle of her rant about poor company catering, Shayna was interrupted by Truth saying the fried fish was good. By the time he added, "You probably didn't put tartar sauce in it," all bets were off. Baszler couldn't maintain her menace any longer and had to hide her face from the camera so the people watching wouldn't see her laugh. And for most of the WWE universe, that would have been the first time they'd have seen this side to Shayna. She'd been depicted as a rough, tough, and no-nonsense submission artist on NXT since day one, and she never smiled on screen. So seeing her show off her pearly whites, albeit against her will, was rather quite something. Number 9, Mankind peels back the curtain. And now for something completely different. 1997 marked a real shift in presentation for the WWF. Gritty reality started to overtake the cartoonish gimmicks of before, and the promotion seemed more willing to peel back the curtain. Case in point, Mick Foley, still as Mankind, discussing his real-life childhood with Jim Ross. Those sit-down interviews were stunning pieces of business, and they showed a more human side to the previously monstrous Mankind. Before them, Mick firmly stayed in gimmick by playing up to those tortured, psychopathic tendencies of the masked nightmare that he was tasked with playing. These chats with Jim Ross changed that forever. Suddenly, fans could relate to Mankind's journey. That seemed so impossible before, but there was something so lovable about Foley's real-life personality. These skits were a concerted effort to make the character endearing and sympathetic for the first time. And they worked too. Underneath everything else, he was a wrestling fan, just like you and me. Number 8, Michael Cole sheds his heel skin. Some folks will be scratching their heads and screaming, "Michael Cole isn't a wrestler," at their screens right now, but not so fast, because little old Mikey has indeed worked over several matches, and he was very much cast as a hated heel by the time this terrifying incident happened on the 10th of September 2012 edition of Monday Night Raw. Cole's co-commentator and rival Jerry Lawler suffered a heart attack live on air, and the medics whisked the king from ringside to hospital in an effort to save his life. That left Cole all alone on commentary, and he had to think fast on his feet. Likely traumatized by what he'd seen and fearing for his friend's life, Cole ditched his heelish ways and winged his way through parts of the broadcast. This wasn't Michael Cole heel announcer anymore. Instead, Cole broke character, showed his real-life humanity, and prayed that Lawler would pull through. WWE simply couldn't continue with the pair's bickering feud after that. And from that point on, Cole also softened his heelish approach. Number 7, Jerry Lawler gets real. Lawler himself had carved his reputation as a slick-talking heel, wrestler meets announcer since joining the company in 1990. His constant criticism of Bret Hart's family was the foundation for their running feud, and King didn't share confrontation behind the desk on commentary either. One fateful night, however, changed his character forever. At Over the Edge 1999, Owen Hart fell from the rafters into the ring. The stunt gone wrong shocked everybody, but Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler had the unfortunate task of trying to plot on with the pay-per-view regardless. Eventually, they had to stare down the camera and announce that Owen had died. This marked a first for Lawler. He wasn't the heel king here, and he wasn't going to interrupt Jim Ross with some witty joke. Both he and his peer solemnly broke the awful news and didn't even try to retain any sense of characterization. They were presented as real people, which was a first for Jerry in the WWF. Number 6, Dean Ambrose corpses. Now, not many workers would laugh if a giant snake was dropped on top of them. I know I certainly wouldn't, but Dean Ambrose did. The man who had become Jon Moxley in AEW wasn't giggling at the reptile, though. He was corpsing because of something CM Punk said while standing over the top of him. Punk had just finished wrestling Roman Reigns in the main event of WWE's Retro Raw on the 6th of January 2014. He stayed inside the ring when Jake Roberts walked out to work the snake spot, and he couldn't resist having some fun. Hilariously, he said, "That snake's on your face," and Ambrose was a complete goner after that. Now, Moxley hasn't revealed in interviews since whether or not WWE management were in fact angry with him for breaking character here, but it wouldn't be a surprise if they were. Ambrose was an important part of the Shield at the time, their aggression in particular, and he didn't normally giggle at pranks like a little schoolboy. Number 5, R-Truth breaks Brock Lesnar. Now, this one is undoubtedly one of my favourites on the list. The best thing about this segment from the 13th of January 2020 Raw is the backstory. Unbeknownst to Brock Lesnar, both R-Truth and Paul Heyman had made a wager behind the curtain before Truth went out. Between the two, Heyman had bet the Truth couldn't get Brock to laugh, and R-Truth, of course, had backed himself. Truth's delusional babyface act was just too much for Lesnar to take. He didn't even attempt to hide his merriment when the 24/7 champ declared himself for the Royal Rumble, found out that Brock would in fact be involved, and then completely undeclared himself. In fact, Lesnar fell about the place laughing his ass off. Now, the Beast Incarnate has done comedy before during his time in WWE, but nothing like this. Truth and Heyman's pact makes it clear that he was never even scripted to giggle during that segment, and was probably meant to look stoic and pissed off at the whole thing, but as they say, the Truth finds a way. Number 4, Roman Reigns becomes Joe. If you ever needed another reason to admire the way Roman Reigns is going about his business as SmackDown's head of the table, then revisit his melancholy promo on the 22nd of October 2018 on Monday Night Raw. The man spoke to WWE fans as Joe Anoa'i, not Roman Reigns. Joe announced that he'd been battling leukemia for most of his adult life, then unfortunately said that the cancer had come back once again. So, in order to properly battle the disease head-on, he was vacating the Universal title and taking some time away from WWE. His words left fans in the arena stunned, and there was a huge outpouring of support on social media. Reigns literally said that he'd been putting on a brave face by playing a character, but that he couldn't keep doing that much longer until he was healthy again. This was the first time we were seeing the real Roman Reigns, or Joe Anoa'i as it was, and we'd never seen him be this vulnerable and this real since he debuted in the company. Number 3, Triple H ditches kayfabe. Originally, this entry was centered around the entire clique. Now, to a certain extent, that glove does still fit, but it's a bit more interesting to analyze Triple H solo rather than his pals Shawn Michaels, Diesel, and Razor Ramon. They had been presented as their real selves more than once on WWF TV. Hunter, however, had not. He was the Greenwich Blue Blood through and through. On May 19th, 1996, Triple H and his backstage cohorts came together for a group hug following a Madison Square Garden house show. Understandably, at a time where kayfabe was so fiercely protected, there was immediate panic and uproar backstage. Some fans were confused too, because Hunter and Diesel, who were the heels, weren't aligned on screen with HBK and Razor. Triple H did stand out the most here though. His snooty heel gimmick was ironclad, and he didn't deviate from it ever. He was also relatively new compared to the rest of them, so it seemed odd for some to find out that Helmsley was in fact buddies with babyfaces like Michaels and Ramon. Hunter, of course, would end up in the doghouse for the WWF, but that's a story for another video. Number 2, The Undertaker shoots. Now, someday, someone will indeed sit down and hyper-analyse the entire lore behind The Undertaker, Kane, and Paul Bearer. And in truth, it would make for a fascinating reading, particularly because WWE has messed around with each character's history so goddamn much to this point that there's plenty to chew on. Despite all of that, Taker's magic has, for the most part, remained. Except, of course, when he came out in workout gear and cut a shoot promo. Yes, on the 1st of June 1998 edition of Monday Night Raw, he didn't rock out looking like your favourite goth, he rocked out looking like your favourite dude in sweatpants. Not only that, but he barely even spoke in his usual gravelly tones. Fans instead watched in awe as a character they had come to know as the Phenom bitched and moaned about how poorly Vince McMahon had been treating him. It's hard to accurately state just how bizarre of a character break this actually was. The Undertaker had spent the best part of 8 years refining his mystique and staying in gimmick during autograph signings, public media appearances, and more. And now, here he was, dressed in sweatpants. And number 1, with a bullet, Steve Austin hits the giggles. Now, few in wrestling had or even have a better poker face than peak-era Stone Cold Steve Austin. The man mean-mugged his way through many a segment with everyone from Vince McMahon and The Rock to Shawn Michaels and Mick Foley before this unlikely moment on the 4th of May 1998 edition of Monday Night Raw. After laying down some commentary for the main event of Cactus Jack vs. Terry Funk, Austin entered the ring and blasted everyone he could with stunners. But then, Vince McMahon danced out on the stage with some dudettes as Mick Foley's Dude Love theme blared over the speakers.
Taz.
And after all these years, that was the moment when Stone Cold Steve Austin finally broke. He was visibly struggling to keep his composure and stay in character when Vince hammed it up with the models on the ramp. When Foley then joined and jived away with the group, Stone Cold threw up a half-hearted middle finger and quickly turned away before a big grin crept across his face. In fact, it wouldn't be unfair to say that Stone Cold Steve Austin himself had indeed been stunned. Yep, that's how we're going to end this one, on stunned.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.